Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper drop formula for old school jungle and early DNB energy using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. And when I say formula, I do not mean a cheesy preset recipe. I mean a repeatable edit system you can reuse across tracks to make your drops hit hard, breathe properly, and still feel alive at club tempo. This is advanced stuff, but the big idea is simple. In DNB, the drop is not just about heavy sounds. It is about edit logic. It is about how your breakbeat, sub, bass phrases, fills, reverses, and automation all talk to each other across the first 16 bars. If you get that relationship right, the track already feels more finished before you even start polishing the mix. So the goal here is to create a 16-bar drop structure that follows a clear energy arc. Bar 1 to 4 gives you the statement. Bar 5 to 8 gives you variation. Bar 9 to 12 ramps up the tension. Bar 13 to 16 gives you the switch, the turnaround, or the teaser for what comes next. That's the kind of phrasing old school jungle loves. It moves in conversation, not in a flat loop. First thing, set up your drop area in arrangement view and think in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. Put locators at each major boundary so you can see the shape clearly. This matters because in DNB, if you just keep looping without a phrase map, the arrangement starts to feel like sound design instead of a record. You want each block to have one obvious job. Maybe it is impact. Maybe it is tension. Maybe it is density. Maybe it is release. A good question to ask yourself while you work is this bar reinforcing the groove, or is it deliberately changing the groove? That question will keep you from over-editing everything at once. Now let's start with the drums, because in jungle and early DNB the drums are the engine. The classic move is to take a breakbeat and to edit it like a drummer, not like a loop file. You can do this in drum rack or simpler, but for advanced control I'd usually go with slicing to a new MIDI track, then working with the slices like individual performance pieces. Load your break, right-click, and slice it to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. That gives you tight control over every hit. Then build a 2-bar pattern from those slices, and duplicate it across the drop while changing little details. This is where the jungle feel really comes alive. You are not trying to make the break perfect. You are trying to make it behave with attitude. Keep the original groove in the body of the pattern, then start adding little changes. A ghost snare here, a shifted hi-hat there, a removed slice for a breath, a reverse snare before a key downbeat. These tiny moves make a huge difference at 170 or 174 BPM, because the ear reads them as real momentum. That's the magic of edit density. Small changes feel huge when the tempo is high. For the drum processing, keep it stock and keep it functional. Drum bus on the break group can add weight and glue. A Q8 can clean out boxy mud if the break gets cloudy around the low mids. Utility is useful if you need to keep the low-end information centered and controlled. But remember, the breaks should still feel like breaks. Don't crush all the personality out of them. Now let's build the sub. The sub in a proper DNB drop is not a melody. It is the floor. It is the power source. It should be simple, mono, and deliberate. Operator is perfect for this. Set up a sine wave on oscillator A, keep the amp attack very short, and give it a controlled release, maybe somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on the note length and the groove. If you need a little glide for movement, use it sparingly. When you write the MIDI, use fewer notes than you think you need. That is one of the big mistakes people make in DNB. They fill every gap with bass, then wonder why the drop feels smaller. Leave room. Let the drums breathe. Use root notes for stability, then drop in passing notes only where they create a real push or tension release. And keep the sub mono with utility, always. If your low end gets wide, the whole drop loses its punch. Next, build the mid bass. This is your attitude layer. This is where the call and response happens. In old school jungle and early DNB, the bass should usually feel like it is answering the drums, not sitting on top of them constantly. A restyle patch works really well here, and you can do it with Waveeatable, Operator, or Sampler. A simple stock chain could be Waveeatable into Auto Filter, then Saturator, then EQ8, then Utility. Start with saw-based or square-based movement, maybe two oscillators slightly detuned, but keep it under control. You are not aiming for a huge modern festival bass. You want something that speaks in short phrases, with grit and motion. Automate the filter so the bass opens and closes across the phrase. You might move between a tighter low-pass feeling and a more open mid-range presence depending on the section. Saturator adds harmonics and helps the bass cut through on smaller systems. EQ8 can carve out mud if it starts fighting the break. And utility keeps the low band focused. The important thing here is phrasing. Write the mid bass like a vocalist or a drummer. One stab, then space. Two note answer, then space. A short rise into the next bar. A syncopated reply after the snare. Keep it conversational. In this style, too much constant bass activity actually lowers the impact. Here's the chord drop formula I want you to internalize. Beat 1 of bar 1 gives you the full drum hit and sub anchor. Beat 2 or 3 gives you a bass response or texture stab. The end of the bar gives you a small fill, stop, or reverse hit. Then bar 2 repeats the energy, but with one change. Bar 3 adds another ghost note or break variation. Bar 4 gives you a turnaround fill or a bass stop that sets up the next phrase. That alternating logic is huge. Drums lead, bass answers, drums reassert, bass mutates. That is how the drop feels alive without getting overcrowded. If you think in terms of dialogue, your arrangement gets stronger immediately. Now let's add transition edits. This is where resampling becomes a compositional tool, not just a technical one. Resample your own break or bass phrase to a new audio track. Record 1 or 2 bars of a great groove. Then chop that audio into short phrases, reverse a tail, flip a snare ghost, or grab a tiny bass swell and place it before the next downbeat. That gives the drop a more authentic edited feel, like the music is being physically cut and reassembled in the track. Use warp only if you need cleanup. Use auto filter automation for sweeps. Use reverb or hybrid reverb on returns for short throws, not giant washouts. Use delay on selected hits only. The key is to keep these transition edits short and functional. In jungle, a one-beat reverse snare or a chopped break slice often feels more authentic than a huge obvious riser. The edit should feel like part of the rhythm section, not a separate FX layer pasted on top. Now let's talk automation, because this is where your 16-bar drop starts to feel like a real arrangement. A good DNB drop often sounds like it is changing way more than it actually is. That illusion comes from subtle automation. Filter cutoff on the mid-bass is a big one. Saturator drive is another. Reverb send on a final snare or fill can create lift. Utility gain can give you a tiny push. Drum bus transient or drive can make a section feel a little more aggressive. Even a small movement in wavitable position can help. The trick is not to automate everything. Pick the few moves that matter most. For example, keep bars 1 to 4 relatively stable. In bars 5 to 8, open the bass filter slightly. In bars 9 to 12, add a bit more drum detail or a short snare roll. In bars 13 to 16, pull the filter back down or strip one element for a beat before the next section hits. At high tempos, small automation changes feel emotionally massive. That is one reason DNB is so powerful. Tiny shifts read as big changes because the groove is already moving so fast. Let's also shape the bus processing so the edits feel glued together instead of pasted in layers. On the drum bus, a little glue compressor can tighten the break and one shots together. Drum bus can add punch and weight. EQ8 can trim harshness if the chop stack gets too dense. On the bass bus, saturator adds harmonics. EQ8 clears space for the kick and snare, and utility keeps the low end disciplined. Just remember, this is not about smashing the mix. It is about making the elements feel like they belong to the same record. A common mistake here is trying to make the whole drop huge at once. That usually kills the impact. Another common mistake is looping the break without variation. If every bar looks and feels the same, the ear stops tracking the arrangement. You want one clear change every 1 or 2 bars, and one headline move in every 4-bar block. Also, watch the kick and snare relationship. In jungle flavor DNB, the listener should always feel where the backbeat lives, even if the break is chopped up and rearranged. If the groove gets too abstract, anchor the snare timing before adding more tricks. The snare is your compass. One of the strongest advanced moves is using negative space. A short drum dropout before the next snare can feel heavier than adding another fill. A bass mute for half a beat can create more impact than another note. Sometimes the most powerful edit is the one you remove. That space is what makes the return hit harder. You can also alternate the personality of the break every 4 bars. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are dry and direct. Bars 5 to 8 are slightly crushed. Bars 9 to 12 are more filtered or brightened. Bars 13 to 16 feel stripped and more syncopated. Same core groove, different treatment. That creates progression without needing a whole new drum loop. And don't forget the resampling mindset. If you freeze a good groove by recording it to audio, then chop it back into a new phrase, you are composing with edits. That is one of the fastest ways to get real jungle character inside Ableton Live 12 using only stock tools. Here is a very practical 15-minute exercise to lock this in. Set the tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. Lay out a 16-bar arrangement. Program a 2-bar break edit in drum rock or simpler. Add an operator sub with a simple root note pattern. Add a wave-eatable or operator mid-bass that only answers on selected beats. Create one reverse snare or reverse break slice and place it before bar 5. Automate auto-filter cutoff from the mid-bass across bars 5 to 8. Duplicate the first 4 bars and make one edit change each time. Then resample one good phrase and chop it into a fill for bar 13 or 15. Finally, check everything in mono with utility and make sure the groove still hits.